Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to She Said, He Said. It's 10:02 on this cloudy Saturday. Bringing you back with a little friend song, because our question of the day is, if you could live in a TV show for 1 week, what show would it be? We've been having some fun with that.
Here's a good one, Happy Days.
That is a good one. Someone did put Happy Days. That would be a fun show. I would like that one. I'm glad you brought that up. Mine was Parker's
Family. Whenever
you
had a problem, you could always go to Mr. C and he would
he
give
would
you the answer.
Make it all better and hang out at the diner and have shakes and burgers all the time. Well, speaking of food, just before we get to Rhythm and Time and talk to this great couple that has a great business, it's all about great music and simple, delicious food. We want to say a big thank you and a shout out to Paige Law, our sponsor of She Said, He Said. Tanya is amazing. Tanya Page at Paige Law has over a decade of experience in divorce, child custody, and adoption. So you may need her, because later on we're going to be talking about what not to say to your woman. So if you say these things, you may have to look up Tanya Page to get some help from that one. And we don't want that to happen. So we're going to go ahead and help you out on those. But Tanya and her group of family and law attorneys focuses on cases that would specifically impact your family, whether it's adoption, child support, guardianship, dissolution or divorce. She focuses on those areas. So you can go to 314-322-8515 if you want to give them a call. They're available 24/7, or go to pagelaw.com. You can get a free consultation, and that's a good thing to know. That's not always out there with some of your attorneys. So she's fierce and she's an advocate on your side. That's Tanya Page of Page Law. So thank you for being part of the show. But now we're going to get to something super, super delicious. Speaking of Happy Days Diner, got something a little bit different. So we want to welcome to the show Chris and Miranda Bell. You can go to right now, eatime, and that's thyme.com. Take a look at what we're talking about. And we're going to say hello to you guys. You got your t-shirts on. It's got a drum on it.
Right. They're over there. Hey.
So, we're live on Facebook.
We're live on many ways.
They're on their own. I love it. That's great.
You got your own feed going? Or you got the same feed going?
Separate feeds. One from the business and then one from his page.
Perfect. Man. We're all over the place. Love it. You can listen to 590 anywhere all over the world because of the 590 app and then 590 online as well. So, okay. So you play music?
Yes.
You're in a band?
Yeah, we're both professional musicians.
Three of you guys can hang out now.
Classically trained right here. My wife is a pianist and vocalist and a violinist. So
I
love super
it.
Amazing triple threat. And I just
triple
play.
Triple threat.
You just play.
I just play percussion.
Just knock it off.
You're like the whole band, just the two of you.
So he plays set, and then he also plays percussion. He teaches percussion, and he's led a couple of drum lines to award-winning, battles?
Drum battles.
Is there any music on your website?
Because I didn't see that. Amazingly enough, here's the humble brag.
Okay.
I threw the website together, and there are literally three pages on there.
Oh, so you need to put your music on there. You should have brought some with you. Can we find any of it anywhere?
You can find cuts and clips of us on YouTube, and I used to perform
YouTube.
Pseudonymously, I don't do much of that anymore. So I spend most of my time sharing the gift of music with adults and little people. So via teaching.
Oh, little people meaning in young youth or
children.
Little people? Because that's what we have to call them now, is little people. So I didn't know what we meant.
I just did a politically incorrect.
You confused me is what you did, because little people. So kids.
Kids and adults. I teach adults as well.
And little adults.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Gordon keeps looking at me like.
I think that's worse.
I'm just waiting for something to come out of her mouth. So that should.
855-282-TALK if you want to come and talk with us. Okay, so you guys obviously have a love for music and very talented, it sounds, as well. Triple threat over there and just a percussionist. So you, and then you're a, in Gordon's heart. So you play music, you're talented, and you can cook, because that does it every time for him. So did you decide you had these two talents and you're going to put them together? Give us a little story about this great business.
Well, actually, we met through Miranda's home church back in Chicago. We're from Chicago, by the way.
Okay.
And,
love that place.
Her home church in the area outside Chicago called Homewood. And I actually filled in for her one time because her drummer wasn't there to make it. So I did. That's how we met. Mm-hmm. But finding out, becoming friends, and then we got married and understanding.
Wait, I love it. He said we became friends
and then we got married.
Well, that's, I mean, you know, that's
guys what everybody does.
Guys, well, not everybody.
Wow.
Guys make it a paragraph. Women will turn that into like a 30
There's a much longer
book.
Story yeah. to that romance, I can tell. But yeah. anyway, you became friends and you got married.
That's it, right.
So we just nothing in between.
That's right. Took our strengths and put it together. And
there was
I've
more than
cooking.
One thing beating when you guys saw each other. It wasn't a drum. It was
wow.
a
Wow. Yeah. That was
hey,
cheesy.
Man. Hey, Hallmark is calling for this one. Wow. I love it.
So you... Three. We're down to three. We get three bullet points right yep. now. Friends, married, and okay.
So I've always been cooking. I've been cooking professionally. I went to culinary school in Chicago called Chic. I've been cooking for over 30 years now. And with the cooking and her wonderfulness, and she cooks and does music. So we first thing that we did a wedding.
Wasn't a wedding?
It was the...
No, that was a retirement.
Oh,
it's like the newlywed game right now. And where's the first place that, you know, just
so
kidding.
Five
will give you 30 and you'll be in first place with a new washer, a prize especially just for you.
It was a retirement party for some friends of ours mm-hmm. who she grew up with at her
church school
thing. And they were just great people. And we cooked for them and we were like, hey,
we can
do this. We can do this. We really can. So. Long story short, of course, because me and we tend to, you know, truncate it down a lot.
Only have so much time,
yeah,
so that's a good thing.
8 years later, still
eight
catering.
Years.
We moved from Chicago to here, and since here for 4 years, uh-huh. almost four years.
Are you Cubs fans or Cardinal fans?
We're White Sox fans. Let's just put that out
there. Oh, you're those people.
Yeah, White Sox fans.
We're those few strong, brave ones.
But here's the deal.
Okay.
So we got to take a side note for this. At a Cardinals game, I will root for Cardinals. But if the Cardinals are playing the Cubs, I root for the Cubs.
Traitors. Traitors.
We're Chicagoans.
Okay. Yeah. We'll let you go on that one. All right. So then when did
the... Just lost half of your business.
I'm sorry. We love the Cardinals.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, we love the Cardinals.
We do have Cardinal shirts. Does that count?
Yeah.
You know, you slip them on, whichever one you need to put on.
Fred Burt's our friend. We love Fred Burt.
So tell us about this mobile unit of Rhythm and Time.
Oh, my. So down here, before we moved to St. Louis, a lot of our families here, we have a big family of nine siblings. So
wow.
Most of the tilted scale from the nine, five are here and four elsewhere. And so looking at St. Louis as a whole, we're like, man, they do a lot of entrepreneur building and they have a lot of food trucks and they really support each other down mm-hmm. there. You know what? Let's do it. We were mm-hmm. on a vacation with each other for our anniversary. We're like, you know what? We don't have any ties. Let's do it. Let's move. So we packed up. I came down here, found a job.
You took a risk.
Yeah.
You just stopped life and said,
all of it.
We're doing it.
We're
going to do it.
That's super cool.
And our goal has been to, you know, we're going to have a food truck. I don't know how, but we're going to have a food truck. We're going to get through it and go.
So, fantastic.
So we're in the phases now. We had a little spot inside of a bar. Shout out to Lindenwood Pub. Anybody who's listening. And now we're branching out to our mobile food truck, which is a trailer, which has all the stuff inside the trailer that we do. So we're perfect for festivals, private events, food truck events.
You need to get down to Foss Park. The Chesterfield Chamber of Commerce has the concerts in the park all summer long. And I think they have food trucks that all line
yes.
up. So you're going to need to
that
check that out and be part
She's
of that.
Write it down now.
Write it down.
I don't go anywhere without mine.
I gotcha. So what will you serve, or what do you serve on Rhythm and Time? So do you have music playing? Is it like rhythm going on?
We do.
Jazz?
We have,
what kind of music is it?
The last event we did was lunch service at Enterprise Holdings over in Maryland Heights. So shout out to our folks over there at Enterprise. And we had big band
It's
jazz.
Like a commercial. All
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
We're always plug
them. We'll plug away.
Turn yeah. around. Their t-shirts probably got all the names on the back of it. So, Ed, she said, he said to it. So, okay, so go ahead on your menu.
Yeah, we had big band jazz playing, and for that event, we served Yardbird. And
what's
the
a Yardbird?
Yes. The Yardbird is a buttermilk marinated chicken breast, and then we serve it with sriracha mayo. So the name Yardbird is a tribute to Charlie Parker, the famous jazz musician. His nickname was Yardbird. Right. So, yeah, that's the name. And then we serve natural cut fries, and we ask if you want them regular or jazzed. And people are like, hey, what's jazz? Yeah. And jazzed is a butter garlic sauce. And then fresh thyme. See what we did there? Fresh thyme. Herb, right, and
we had to figure out how to say that, by the way. The whole way here we're going, is it thyme or is it thyme? Do you say the age? We'll figure it out on the show. So it is thyme. See, thyme. They know
thyme.
For sure.
Thyme like the herb.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. All right, tell us more food because this is delicious.
So you got to talk about the cheesy ball.
Oh, yeah. So one of our claims to fame is really on an accident. We in Chicago there. Well, global now, this man is taking his choir. He takes youth from, I forget what ages, and they go all over the world and they sing gospel music. His name is Dr. Walt Whitman. And we had the pleasure and joy of being his caterer for a little time. And he had a VIP reception event. And we're like, what can we do that's going to be different? I'm like, okay, well, let's try these macaroni and cheese balls. Never done them before. Made homestyle macaroni and cheese, balled it up.
Gordon, wipe your chin off.
I'm actually looking at it right now.
I was. Yeah. That's it.
It's drooling.
Oh, my goodness. Put it in a deep fryer and serve it with marinara or ranch. We couldn't
Can
keep
we come over
inside.
And look with you?
I don't care
you?
What you got. Just put it in a deep fryer and it's good with me.
Yeah. Look, I'm telling you.
No, but those things are seriously the truth.
Yeah,
so they're
we
gooey,
just sell out
and
every
then the
time
peso
we have them.
Makes them crispy on top, and then we serve them with either sriracha mayo, mm-hmm. ranch, or marinara.
Oh, yeah. That sounds amazing. Oh, my gosh. All right, so give us one more before we have to take it to a break here.
More dish.
What is this that I'm looking at?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just jumped backwards on that one.
I'm sorry, but it looks, oh, my goodness. It looks like a chimichanga with mashed potatoes.
Me and my wife, we love being different. Of course, you see us, we're like, oh, they're different. We're so different, and we're just not the typical person and everything.
I'm sorry.
So we do egg rolls differently. So we love Chinese food, of course. But that's not any kind of egg roll that we would do. That is on our dessert line of egg roll. So that is called the Elvis.
Ooh,
right?
The Elvis.
So who doesn't love Elvis? So it's peanut butter, banana, and bacon. So what we did was do a peanut butter mousse inside the egg roll wrapper, deep fry it, serve it with brown sugar candy bacon next to vanilla ice cream.
I love you.
Oh, that's ice cream?
Then, yep,
have I mentioned I love you?
Drizzle of salted caramel sauce on top.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the Elvis. Amazing. You got to throw the other ones.
They're going to be like, who are these people that keep stalking us, that keep driving behind us all the time to every event? Oh, my gosh.
There's the stuffed mushroom egg roll. There's the cheeseburger egg roll. There's the Philly cheesesteak egg roll with an amazing garlic dipping sauce. There's a pepperoni pizza egg roll. And then the flagship one is the Tex-Mex egg roll with chicken, roasted corn, black beans, scallions, and then we serve that with honey mustard. So it's very delicious.
The cool thing about your mobile unit is that all of your food is kind of around great hit songs and great writers or entertainers, like you said, the Elvis, and which makes it so fun, and then music playing. Mm-hmm. You are an excellent fit for any event. I'm sure that people would love it, and your food sounds incredible.
It is.
So it's rhythm and time, and it's time like the seasoning, T-H-Y-M-E. You can go to eatthyme.com, find out about them. You can also contact you right on your face. So if you,
on our website,
but you can also find you at Rhythm and Time on Facebook.
Yes.
If you want to have this great mobile unit at your event that all puts great music, great menu items together to make it musically delicious.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Chris and Miranda Bell, right? I wasn't looking at your name, so I had to remember it.
Bell.
Thank you so much for sharing
and
your.
We come
we've got.
Gifts.
What's in there?
Popcorn all around.
We love
and then
popcorn.
A t-shirt for whoever wants it.
I'll be putting it on. We're going
to
get some pictures. I'll put our shirts on and take a shot.
Aw,
how sweet is that? Thought of the Grover.
I would take it back. He didn't share his cake with us, so.
That's true. That's true. Well, we're going to get some photos with you guys and have some fun and open up our bag. Thank you so much for sharing Rhythm and Time with us. We appreciate it. You got to have these people at your event. Their menu looks and sounds amazing. I bet it's delicious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You going to say something?
No, I was going to say this would be great Super Bowl food for next year's Super Bowl.
Yes,
actually, March Madness is right around the corner. Get a hold of them for your March Madness menus.
That's a great idea. All right, we'll be right back with more fun right here on 590 The Fan. What she said, he said.
Thank you.
You can hold me when I hold you. You're so right, you can't be wrong. Rockin' and rollin' all week long.